Captain Bob Allsop was the Bunbury Harbour Master for 25 years. He was the last pilot to dock at the old Bunbury Jetty and the first to do the same at the Bunbury Inner Harbour. He started his apprenticeship in the British Merchant Navy just as the Second World War was looming. Before him were 5 dangerous years dodging the enemy on convoys to the Mediterranean, Australia and Russia. As part of the Merchant Navy, Captain Bob Allsop took part in the convoys which delivered essential supplies to Russia.
Apprentices or cadets were midshipmen, lowest form of animal life on any ship at that time, very harsh, most inhuman. So off we go on a voyage, it was 18 months, and during that time a war started. We were in Surabaya at the time. The war was a complete and utter misery. In the main, frightened all the time. It's not a good way to be. But I was used to it, because my education was based on fear. You opened your mouth in a class, you were belted. If you leant back in a seat, you were belted. If you got less than 50% in anything, you were belted. So you can imagine my hands were a bit sore at the end of my education.
Bob's voyages on the high seas could have landed him as a Japanese prisoner of war. Thankfully, delays in the Mediterranean prevented that. He did, however, encounter a group of men who left a lasting impression on him.
My introduction to Australia was a ship called the Cape Wrath, on which I was a cadet. Among other things, we carried, of course, war material. Tanks, guns, including, incidentally, gas bombs. They were around in those times, too. We were taking them around the Cape of Good Hope to the Suez Canal area for the Desert War. But we took a whole lot of Australian soldiers. We were told to take these soldiers to Singapore. Well, off we went with these soldiers. They'd fought in Greece and Crete. They'd fought in the desert. The beautiful people. I can assure you, they were all over 6 foot, sunburnt, fair-haired. I tell you, they were the greatest men I've ever seen in my life. And they were apparently very fine soldiers, as you would know. But they were off to Singapore to fight the Japs. And that was straight from Greece, Crete, desert, Japs, you know? And fortunately for us, we were a wee bit delayed in getting to Singapore because Singapore fell just as we were off the west coast of India. If we'd been a little earlier, we would have been all in prison. So we went into Marmagoa, the Portuguese West India Goa, and waited there with a lot of other ships that were doing the same thing. And we had to hang about there. There would be about 20 cargo ships covered with Australians, all meant to go to Singapore. But now they can't, of course, so they had to go back to Australia. Anybody who tells you that they talked them into going to Australia straight from the desert hasn't got the facts right. They were going to fight Japs, whether they liked it or not. And they didn't even argue about it. They didn't know they were going there, but they guessed it. In fact, we didn't know until a little later.